This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do. Oh, hey, come on. You want that, right? There you go. Great cough button. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You stuck with me tonight. Seriously. And but I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can live chat room going on there too. So there's smarter people than I in there. I guarantee it. But we also have a live fade on Facebook. Live fade? What's that? Live feed on Facebook. God. See if I can get Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip working before the night really gets rolling. There's a live feed on Facebook for those of you who like to use Facebook, like to be on there. You can also, plenty of smart people there too. Every once in a while, one with a single digit IQ tries to sneak in, but they chase him out, or her out, or them out, or whatever. You know, many of you know the show originates from California. I just saw a big sign on my left that says, like, this is news, right? Democrats oppose new tax cuts. Shock. Surprise. God bless America. Anyway, so, you know the show originates out of California. And, you know, California is just so perfect. They do everything so right. They're on top of everything around here. They never get it wrong. Just ask them. They'll tell you. So, you know, with all the laws that the legislators just passed, because, again, they know it's better for us, you would think that these guys would see things like this, would see stories like this, and figure it out and be willing, well, you would think they would be willing to change, but California loves to be number one at everything. And now California leads the nation in poverty. Beautiful, rich state of California. We lead the nation in poverty. That's right. One in five Californians. Now think about that. Live in poverty. That's according to the Census Bureau report. Now, using a supplemental poverty measure, which accounts for regional cost of living, the average poverty rate in California, from 2014 to the end of 2016, stood at 20.4%. The highest among the states, and the second only to the District of Columbia. Yeah, 21%. That's D.C., right? That's good for them. The national average is 14.7. So, you know, hey, we're doing good, right? It's good to be number one. Oh, God bless America. The site boasting one of the largest economies in the world, California has the consistently topped national rankings on poverty. If they have it right, why are we number one when it comes to poverty? Now, Jerry will tell you, because not enough Californians are paying enough in taxes. Just ask him. He did. He called Californians stingy. He thought it was terrible that Californians aren't willing, openly willing, to pay more in taxes. See, I think they would be. Jerry, I know you're listening to the show, but I'll address you anyway. They would be if you stop blowing our money at the roulette table. If you stop gambling all our money, if you would just stop spending it foolishly and lying to us. You make these special funds, you make these special taxes to take care of. Now you call Trump all kinds of names, you call Republicans all kinds of names, but you guys have had control of the state. You guys are flushing the state, as you do with every other thing you have control of. Yeah, I hit the ground running tonight, didn't I? Right, so you taxed us with these highways and transportation and infrastructure taxes because you needed to rebuild roads, bridges, and that kind of thing. And what did you do with the money? You spent it somewhere else. You redirected it, and then you asked Trump, after bashing him for $100 billion in infrastructure bailout, and as he should have done, basically he told you to go pound sand. It's really funny how they do this. They all come to the Republicans and tell Republicans how bad they are. They don't know how to run anything. They don't know how to take care of anything. But go look at the cities and the states that are in the worst poverty, that are in the worst shape financially. And go check out who they're run by. Well, California only accounts for 12% of the national population, for example. Californians comprise one-third of the temporary assistance needed by families. Now, listen, I've said this before, so my numbers weren't quite on, but close. Right? California at one time made up the number that I had was 16% of the nation's population. We accounted for 16% of the nation's population. Yet we accounted for 31% of welfare and that kind of thing. Now, how does that happen? In the greatest state in the union, right? Just ask him. He'll tell you. One of the largest factors driving California's shamefully high poverty rate is the high cost of housing. Well, you want to live here, right? Now, according to the draft report of the housing crisis by the California Department of Housing, production averaged less than 80,000 new homes annually over the last 10 years, and ongoing production continues to fall below the 180,000 a year needed. But people can't afford them. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Please, come back. Bring coffee. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening real tight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, and you want to give me your email address. I send an email about once a week, let you know who's going to be in the show, what kind of topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, to whatever. And you don't have to be. No, seriously, you don't have to be. We're all taught to be totally afraid. Right? Of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Like, what is that actually going to do to you? What am I going to, maybe pray for you? Ooh, that's terrible. Anyway, buy the book, buy the shirt, T-shirt I have on. I have this and much more, many more different variations of it. Head up to the website, therealside.com/shop. No, store, not shop. I want you to shop in the store. So /store. And also, you can join our Patreon team. Check that out, too, while you're there. Check out everything, but wait till the show's over or during the break. You know, when you're bored and you don't want to hear the commercials. So I started earlier in the segment and said, hey, California again leads the nation. Isn't that cool? That's right. We are number one when it comes to poverty in this country. Now, you would think, how, California? How's that? With the money we have and the beautiful beaches and all that stuff? Come on, really? Yes, really. That's right. We're number one. We make up, this article says we make up 12%. I think it's between 12 and 16% of the nation's population. However, we account for a little over 30% of the nation's welfare, of entitlement programs. Isn't that cool? We give you almost nothing. We take a whole bunch. Now, according to a draft report on the housing crisis by the California Department of Housing and Community Development, see, they're blaming this on housing costs. I don't know how you do that. They say, I guess they need more tax money to go ahead and make sure that, I don't know, they can blow it in more places. As a result, homeownership rates are at the lowest level they've been since the 1940s. As increasing proportions of renters find themselves rent-burdened, didn't we all? There's plenty of houses where I'm at. There's houses popping up all over the place in California. According to the California Budget and Policy Center, more than half of the renter households pay more than 30% of their incomes for housing, and one-third pay more than half of their incomes for housing. Now, if you check out the millennial numbers, you find out millennials, guess what? They don't want to own a home. And since there's more and more and more millennials coming up, why would you make more houses? They don't want to own a home. The situation, which also contributes to California's unfortunate distinction of being home to approximately 22% of the nation's homeless population. Well, of course, they come to the beach. You hang out at the beach. Remember Lobster Boy a couple years back? He had an EBT card. He was having lobster dinner. He was doing all kinds of stuff on his EBT. He was homeless. Said, done the beach. Why not, he said. It's beautiful. Why would I want to live on the beach? State legislators have thus far focused primarily on advancing proposals to spend more. Let's spend more. It's only taxpayer dollars, not mine. What do I care? Funds on housing. Instead, we encourage state lawmakers to focus their efforts on better streamlining housing construction. Right? And they're trying to get the state to remove unnecessary barriers thrown up by the California Environmental Quality Act. These guys, the AQMD in California, it's like the air quality Gestapo. Seriously, they're really that bad. Aside from housing, it can't be ignored that in addition to having one of the largest economies in the world, California also appears to have some of the highest tax rates in the country. And again, Uncle Jerry says we don't pay enough in taxes. And we're selfish that we don't want to pay more. We're selfish that we don't want to give him more coin to flush down the toilet. Because they do a terrible job at handling the money. I mean, no, California really does a bad job handling their money. In a recent Wallet Hub report on overall tax burdens, California ranked 10th worst in the country. I'm sure Massachusetts is in there somewhere. Meanwhile, the Tax Foundation ranked California 48th in its 2017 State Business Tax Climate Index due to California's distinction of having some of the highest income sales tax and corporate taxes in the nation. Unsurprisingly, California's perennially ranked as one of the worst states in the country in terms of perceived business friendliness. This year, the state again ranked dead last. And I've worked with people trying to bring their businesses here. I've worked with people that try to stay here. You know, I joked the other night, I know the number's a little off, but I said, you know, for such a green state, for a state that promotes green energy, that promotes the green industry, we lost over 2,000 businesses in 6 years that are part of green industry. You know why? Because the AQMD put the regulations, made regulations so hard for green industry that they can't operate here. Figure that one out. Now, just think about that. The state that pushes and promotes green energy so much created an organization that is so anti-green energy by its regulations that the green energy that it promotes can't operate here. Come on, let that sink in. California's barriers to business will in turn harm the poor the most if California wants to seriously address its high levels of poverty. Think about this. If they don't get these factory type of positions back in here, if they don't make it so the average worker can actually have a job, someplace to go every day, someplace to feed his or her family, this is all for naught. We'll stay number one. Right? So what's the big whoop? When we come back, we're going to talk about Chelsea Manning says that she was denied entry to Canada over her criminal record. No, I don't know about that. If that was the reason, that's, again, twisting the truth because you're a little demented there. Also, this one here just, like, floors me. This girl thinks that she is, thinks that if you regret having sex, it means you've been raped. Now, think about that. Think, some of you ladies, and I don't want to know, don't send me any notes. How many of you had sex in high school or junior high school because you feel like you're pressured by friends, maybe not from the guy you were having sex with, but maybe by friends and peers and others, and he's guilty of rape because 10 years later you regret having sex with him? No. The loons on the left think this is right. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Again, as I said before, join the club, join the team, join the my I haven't used that term in a long time. Politically incorrect posse. That's right, I do. I have a politically incorrect posse. I think I'll make up badges that say the politically incorrect posse on them. But no, seriously, don't get sucked in to being nice, because you don't want to get anybody irritated. Some of you that I read your comments, I'm really not worried about you. Seriously. I mean, you may have some people, like, curled up in a ball crying in the corner with some of the stuff that I've read. But I don't care. They can't handle it. That's their problem, not mine. Oh, and for those of you just joining the show, this is the real side of what Joe was saying. Head over to the website later on. We put up the whole show. You'll find it on the website. You find it. We're like horse manure on a ranch. You really can find it all over the internet, that interweb thing. If you hop up to the website, again, there's so much you can do up there. There's stories you can read up there. We post stories every day. Let our writers know that you like them, you don't like them, where they can make changes. We've all got thick skin. So apparently Chelsea Manning says that she was denied entry to Canada. All over that pesky little criminal record of hers. Now this is the guy. See, this is the mindset of those loons on the left. They want to do wrong things, and we're going to get into this more in a minute, but they want to do things that are against the law. They don't want to be held accountable for them. They want to do things that are against the law, and if they think it was the right thing to do, then you have no right to question them. That's the big problem with these people. Now, the former U.S. soldier who leaked thousands of classified military documents, even to the point, now, of course, you can't prove this, but even to the point of putting spies in danger, American and otherwise, our allies, so this information was all available because she thought, or he thought at the time, that what America was doing was wrong. You don't have a right, when you're in the military like that, you don't, what do you know? Who do you think has kept you safe? Why do you think you're not speaking German? Right? I mean, seriously, because of the way the military has conducted themselves. Have they done things wrong in the past? Of course they have. Nobody's claiming they're perfect. But because you personally feel that something isn't quite right doesn't mean it's wrong. And you don't have a right to leak it like that. Remember, when it comes to whistleblowing, there's an order that you're supposed to take it to. You don't just go running to the press with it. The former U.S. soldier who leaked thousands of classified military documents says he's been barred from entering Canada as a result of her criminal record. That's right. Chelsea Manning posted a letter from the Canadian immigration officials Monday detailing the reasons that she was denied entry in the Quebec border crossing last week. Manning is a 29-year-old transgender woman. Now, I agree with Xander Gibb. Xander says, once you go through the operation, you're a woman, period, aren't you? I mean, that's what you want to be referred to as, ultimately. So why aren't you leaving it there? Now, Manning is a 29-year-old transgender woman who was known as Bradley Manning when she was convicted in 2013 of leaking a trove of classified material. The letter says that because she was convicted of offenses that are equivalent to treason in Canada, she's inadmissible. Well, thank you, God. Well, actually, thank you, Prime Minister Trudeau. All right? I mean, really, seriously, for the moment. He may change his mind 3 days from now. I don't know. But for the moment, they see the act for what it is. It's treason. And it should have been treated that way. Now, I'll tell you what they used to do to treasonous people back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Let me tell you. Now, Manning, because, you know, Manning is right, right? What Manning did was not wrong. Just ask Manning. You'll get the answer you're looking for. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was asked about the issue at an event in Toronto on Monday, and while he declined to comment, he also said that he was looking forward in seeing more details about the situation. Right? And the letter says that Canada has permanently banned Manning, which I'm okay with. I think it's fine. Seriously. So, do we not hold people accountable anymore for what they do wrong? Do we allow them to go down the road of really believing that they have a right to this stuff? They have a right to do whatever they want to do? Right? Come on, think about it. It's extremely annoying and irritating. It's extremely annoying to think that you guys really believe that you have a right to do anything you darn well please. No boundaries, no guidelines, no ownership, one way or the other. You know, I thought it was really funny today. I'm listening to how, from one of the, I know, I tune in to liberal stations from time to time. But the liberal station talking about how Trump has screwed everything up and how bad things are and what he's done with race relations and all this other stuff. And I find it amazing. I'm just going to say, amazing. Why? Because didn't ex-President Oblamo blame everything on Bush for the first 5 years, and even longer than that, but a solid 5 years of everything was Bush's fault. Everything was Bush's fault, period. Just amazing. So, I don't know. It's just irritating to no one. Can I play? Do I have enough time to play this one? Yeah, maybe I do. So an American Muslim immigrant has finally decided to speak out, speak up, whatever, or speak at Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, and explain from another person of color what this is all about. Take a listen.
Making this video for quite some time, and finally I've decided to do so. And the main reason for me to make this video is because I've been hearing so much idiocy and nonsense coming out of Colin Kaepernick and now the NFL elite. So far what I understand is that the reason Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the spoiled, privileged, multimillionaire elite of NFL is kneeling is because somehow they believe that America is oppressive towards minorities, and minorities and colored people are being oppressed living here in America. So this is a colored guy, and this colored guy has a message for Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the spoiled, privileged elite of NFL. America is not an oppressive country towards minorities, and the minorities and colored people are not.
A Muslim immigrant here from countries that actually do oppress its people. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Well, I did. And he's telling you like it is, which I always get a kick out of. People on the left who have never been involved in some of these things are the first to defend or protect, and they have no idea what it's all about. Absolutely none.
Not being oppressed living here in the United States. When I came to America from Pakistan almost 11 years ago as a legal Muslim immigrant who is now a proud American, I had almost...
Did you hear that? It's legal. That's all. We don't care what color you are. We don't care how tall, how short, how round. We don't care about any of that. The left tries to make it a big deal, but we don't care about any of that. We care about that one word. You came here legally, and now you're a proud American citizen who hasn't given up his culture, but has assimilated into the American life.
Nothing. Nothing. And now, thanks to Almighty and thanks to this great country, I have everything I can imagine.
Look, he's even afraid to say God. He shouldn't be that way. I mean, I realize that, you know, he prays to Allah and whatever, but he shouldn't be afraid to use the word God. And you can see the hesitation in him. I don't know why. We should not be afraid of these things.
And the reason I and several other millions of colored people came from their third world countries is because they did not have enough opportunities, rights, and freedom, what we enjoy over here in America. So that gives you the right to protest and disrespect our country, and it also gives me the right to criticize you and call you a pathetic
You know, I love this. He notice what he's done? He's calling it his country.
So that gives you the right to protest and disrespect our country, and it also gives me the right to criticize you and call you a pathetic disgrace. I understand there are some huge disagreements, and no community or country is perfect, and every country and community has flaws. But there are proper, appropriate ways to discuss those flaws. And
did I tell you how much I like this guy? I really like this guy. I think he's a good guy. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on CCN Live. More from a Pakistani Muslim immigrant who loves this country. You're Kaepernick, you better be listening. I'm telling you. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy?
How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And I do mean it. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you do it on my page. You know, obviously, I prefer you do it on my page. But if you do it on my page or somebody else's or what have you, you got to engage in conversation. You have to have two sides talking to get some insight, to find out how they think, how they believe, what they believe for that matter. You know, we all go through it. We all dealing with it in one way, shape, manner, or form. And I love, maybe too much sometimes, eh? I love engaging the other side. And the reason I do is because I can make it up. I can tell you I know what they're thinking, but I don't, and neither do you, really. So the only way you really find out what they're thinking is engage them. Get involved. Ask them why they think. Don't be accusatory about it. I call it the Columbo method. Right? Yeah, kind of whacked. Like, I don't really get it. You know, what's bothering me is how you guys think. That by promoting green energy and bringing people in to put put too many regulations on green energy, and then you see people renting buses to get out of town because they can't do green energy here, how are you promoting green energy? I just don't get it. Right, when you do it that way, You make them nuts because they don't know what to do. And I've done that to them. I've done that to some really educated people because I'm not highly educated. But I've done that to some really educated people. Just say, look, can you explain this in simple English? Right? Get it down to the sixth grade level so the rest of us can keep up. And they look down their nose at you because they don't have an answer. So if they ask me what my response always is to the Big Bang Theory with somebody who always asks. But let's get back to my buddy here. He's an American Muslim. And some of you I know don't buy into this. Some of you still think that, you know, all Muslims are bad. I don't. Joe Messina doesn't buy into that. I never have. If you've been listening to the show for years, I think you have, forgive me, my religious friends, but I think you have devout Muslims like you have devout Catholics, like you have devout Christians. You know, I mean, there are devout Christians and Catholics who couldn't spell Bible, let alone find one. You could put it on the floor in the middle of the hallway. They could trip on the way to the bathroom and wouldn't know what they tripped over. Now, seriously, I talked to people. I did an interview this week with a guy who claims to be a Christian. Can't tell me anything of the Bible. Nothing. So, again, it's the left's idea of being able to come up with whatever. You know, I'm a Christian just because my great-grandma went to church on Sunday. No, that's not quite how it works. Anyway, back to my buddy here, who has a message for Kaepernick, who basically says, this is not an oppressive nation. This is not an oppressive situation. You know, shut up and wake up. I like him.
And to fix them. America has made tremendous strides towards achieving civil rights and basic human rights. And no other country in the world has evolved so much in this regard as America has. So if we minorities had known that America is that much oppressive towards colored people and minorities, just like what you tell us, we would have had never ever chosen to come over here. And
yeah, why would they? Why? I know they probably read something that talked about how great they were. When they got here, they found out different. He'd be gone. See, he's an American citizen. He can flee. Goodbye. See you later. They love the country. They talk positive about the country. You don't like it, you can leave. See, we don't shoot people for leaving. You know, like North Korea does, like Cuba did. You know, those of you who are in love with His Highness, ex-President Oblamo, you know, this guy knew how to negotiate so well that he basically got absolutely nothing he ever negotiated for. That's how good of a job he did. He told the Cuban government, he told the Castro brothers, or at the time probably just Raul, he told Raul that when we sent back, because he wanted us to guarantee, Raul wanted us to guarantee that we would send back Cuban dissidents who ran away. We wanted the assurance that he wouldn't jail them for life, that he wouldn't torture or mistreat them. Raul said, ain't going to make the guarantee, but we want our people back. Mr. Oblamo says, well, I tried.
I understand there are a million of other colored people who agree with you since they have fallen into this trap of a victimhood mentality. But there are also a million of colored people like me who agree with me. And they call you a disgrace. And next time, whenever you decide to kneel in front of the flag and during our national anthem, just remember that not every colored person agrees with you. So you either speak of yourself or speak of those other people who believe in the same way.
Yeah, see, I agree. Look, not every conservative agrees and approaches things the same way I do. Not every conservative, right, it has the same mindset that I have. There's some conservatives who wouldn't even listen to this guy. We've got whacks on the right. There's whacks on the left. It's an even. We have an equal opportunity whack employment. But there are good people out there from many different religions, many different beliefs, walks of life, colors, sizes, roundness, unroundness. I think some of us forget that on a fairly regular basis.
Victimhood mentality, but you do not speak for us. And I really salute those brave men and women, those brave souls who have sacrificed their lives, their limbs, and almost everything to protect our rights, freedom.
See, he gets it. He didn't even grow up here and he gets it. Right, you know, showing respect for the flag is not showing the respect for a piece of cloth. It's not even really showing respect for America as a whole. It's showing respect for those who came before you, who died for the colors of that flag, who died for what that flag represents. And do not send me an email telling me about how oppressive the American flag is, because it'll just prove to me how low your IQ is. That flag represents a country that's been through many nasty things, that has done some bad things in their life. And we've corrected it. We've gone out of way to correct those things. And we're constantly vigilant to keep trying to correct those things. Are there remnants of it? Are there still people that are racist? Of course there are. When you find the directions to utopia, post them up on Facebook so the rest of us can get there, will you? I mean, seriously. But this guy gets the heart and the meaning of that flag. This guy is more of an American citizen than some of those yo-hos out there. See, burning the flag, stepping on the flag, crapping on the flag, wiping their butt with the flag. They think that's so American. It's not. The freedom to do it is American. The freedom to be a jackwagon, the freedom to be an idiot, the freedom to be a moron is so American. And they took Robert Jeffries, Pastor Robert Jeffries, to task last week because he said those people are lucky to have a bullet in their head. But if you read the whole article, if you know the context of what the man was talking about, is you do this in Cuba and tell me what happens to you. You do this in Venezuela, tell me what happens to you. You do this in Russia, what happens to you. North Korea, I can tell you what happens to you. I can show you what's left of a band who played the music, some disparaging words, on North Korea. And he killed those people in front of 500 school kids. Tied them to the front of a cannon. Blew the cannons off, a whole bunch of cannons at once. And then for the parts of the pieces that were lying around, had those kids watch as tanks ground them into the ground. Yeah, we live in a terrible country, don't we?
And this is all I have to say. So suck it, Colin Kaepernick, and suck it, NFL. And I'm going.
I love this guy. I mean it.
And with my hand on my heart, and paying respect to the national anthem and the flag, which it truly deserves.
Amen. Come on, give this guy a round of applause. Seriously, I mean, he deserves it. I mean, he's coming out. It's not the politically correct thing to do, is it? And anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, tonight's going to be a smorgasbord night. Okay, tonight's going to be the night. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to be talking about all kinds of issues and things. And I want you to be part of that. I really do. I want you to be part of the process. I want you to be part of that. And I think you'll enjoy. You know, if you got questions, you can hop up on Facebook to it. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where it's always a pleasure to take your questions. I respond where I can, when I can. Right? If you head up to the website, though, during the break, at the top of the hour, you've got to refresh on Facebook. The rest of you, I don't know what you do, but go to my website, therealside.com. Click on Patreon. Patreon. Right? You help keep the show on. We've all been hit major league. The conservatives, the smaller conservative shows, have been hit online by Facebook, Google, YouTube, and so on. So you can help us. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, your tea, whatever it is you drink. Come on back. Looking forward to having you later on in the show.